by the old mill. I may be old-fashioned, but this is great. Sitting on the porch, sipping lemonade. People just don't sit out on their porches anymore. I wonder why.
Well, for one thing, most of the porches in this neighborhood have been stolen.
Anyway, think how lucky we are. All over the country, it's winter, and we're having a beautiful Indian summer.
Well, I just hope the weather holds for the next few days. I'm trying to sell the old Farnsworth place this weekend.
Oh, this weekend's not a good time, Maud. There's going to be a full moon.
A full moon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my grandmother Whitney always said when there's a full moon,
Vivian, nobody wants to hear that junk.
Arthur always gets uptight when I talk about my Grandma Whitney's special powers.
Vivian, now stop it.
Tell us about your grandmother.
Don't pay any attention,
powers.
Vivian.
No, I'm dying to hear.
Maud is just being polite.
Oh. No, I think she's really interested. Maud's never polite.
That's right, so shut up, Arthur. Now, come on, tell us all about her special powers.
Vivian, have a heart.
Arthur, we all want to hear. Vivian, go ahead. Everybody be quiet and don't interrupt her.
Well, my grandmother had mystical powers. She could read minds and foretell the future. But I think the most amazing thing she did was to get rid of headaches. See, if you had a headache, she'd put a glass of water on top of your head. Then she'd hold a lighted match just in front of your mouth. She'd have you breathe on it, but not enough to put it out. And then she'd put the match in the glass of water. And she'd throw the water out the window onto the sidewalk. And you would feel fine, but whoever stepped into the puddle would get your headache.
Why don't we all go inside?
Now sit down. You're both being very rude to Vivian.
Oh, did you hear what she just said?
Vivian, if you go around telling these kooky stories about your grandmother's power, what are people going to think?
Oh, Arthur, who cares what people think? You know, that's the whole trouble with the world today. Nobody says what he really thinks because everybody is so afraid of becoming unpopular.
Well, sure. That's easy for you to say, Maud. You've always been unpopular.
That is not true. I was very popular with the boys in the 6th Fleet during World War II.
Oh, Maud. No, but seriously, Maud. I really want to thank you for defending me.
That's what I used to say to the boys in the 6th Fleet in World War II.
You know, there was another story about my grandmother that really shows her mystical powers.
Oh, but Vivian, I think we've got enough.
No, go ahead. I want to hear about it. What is it?
Well, this is almost psychic, but whenever I would get on a trolley or a streetcar with my grandmother, she always had the exact change.
Yeah, maybe we should go inside.
I'll get the lemonade and
grab the cookies.
It's true. I mean, it was amazing.
You all go on. I'll finish cleaning up out here. Forget about it.
Oh, we had to do that. It was positively
come quickly!
What's the matter?
Walter, bring the camera!
The camera? Okay. Well, here it is. But I gotta get the flash of Maud, wait a minute. Maud!
But what is it?
What do you want the camera for?
What's up, Marty?
Maud?
Maud?
Maud? that you want to take a picture of? Gosh, look at her. She can't talk. She's speechless.
I'd like a picture of that.
I don't believe it.
Maud, what did you say?
Nothing.
My gosh, I've never seen Maud like that. Boy, she must have seen something pretty awful.
And then it started flashing yellow and blue lights, and then it just flew straight up at an incredible speed.
Whirring sound, incredible speed. Oh, okay, Marty. Let's look at the facts. Now, you claim that you
I saw... do not claim that I saw anything. I did see it.
Okay. Cigar-shaped object, hovering above, flashing colored lights.
Yes.
You saw the Goodyear blimp.
Arthur, I did not see a blimp.
Maybe it was a police helicopter.
It was not a helicopter.
Wait a second. The other day I saw an airplane advertising a new Mexican restaurant, and it was towing a great big enchilada. Maybe that's what it was.
Walter, I know a flying enchilada when I see one.
Why don't we just come out and say it? You saw a flying saucer.
Yes. Yes, I saw one. I saw one. I'm sorry, and I hate myself for having to say this, but... Yes.
Oh, my God, I saw a flying saucer! I never believed these things existed.
Well, if you saw it, I believe it. And I think you better report this to the police.
The police?
Now, wait a minute! If Ward saw a UFO, then a lot of other people in Tuckahoe saw it, too. Let someone else call the police.
I agree with Walter.
Arthur, what if it's an enemy spaceship? There are thousands of them out there. What if they're just waiting to attack us, killing every man, woman, and child as they take over our world?
Vivian, I just don't think we should get involved.
Vivian is right. It is my duty as a citizen to report what I saw to the police.
Maud, they'll think you got a loose top on your cookie jar.
Walter, I do not care if they think I have a loose top on my cookie jar. I saw what I saw. I mean, I've always been a doubting Thomas, but obviously these things do exist. And if people are to take it seriously, then it is the respected members of the community who must be in the forefront.
Maud.
No, Walter. If the police hear this from Maud Findlay, they will take it seriously. Because if there's one thing I have in this community, it is the respect of my fellow Tuckahoeans. Oh, hello, Sergeant. Maud Findlay. You remember I ran for state senate last year?
He voted for me.
Oh, now really? Sergeant, I am not one of the great women of the world. Oh, you were with the Sixth Fleet. Well, that's very nice of you. Yes, it was a disappointment. But look, Sergeant, I really have something terribly... I have something terribly important to report to you. Sergeant, I have just seen a flying saucer. Yes, Tuggy, it's something that happened last night, and I'm just terribly excited and terribly upset about it, but I can't discuss it with you over the phone. I'll see you at 2:30. Right.
Maud, who are you talking to?
That was Tuggy McKenna. He's probably the best television newscaster in Tuckahoe. When he gets here, I'm going to tell him all about the flying saucer.
Maud, that's crazy.
It is not crazy, Walter. 1/2 hour ago, I was on the phone with a Mr. Jordan Hancock. And Walter, he was most interested in what I had to tell him about last night. And do you know what Mr. Jordan Hancock does, Walter?
Drink?
It so happens, Walter, that Mr. Jordan Hancock works for an independent organization that investigates all reports about any unidentified flying object. And Walter, he is on his way over here right now.
Maud, you're getting in too deep!
Maude, may I speak to you?
Well, of course, Vivian. Sit down, dear.
I mean, may I speak frankly?
Well, of course, Viv.
Very frankly.
Yes, Viv.
Well, it's about the flying saucer you saw.
What about it?
May I speak frankly?
Yes, Viv! What is it?
Well, half the neighborhood thinks you're crazy.
Vivian, may I ask you a question?
Of course.
Do you think I'm crazy?
May I speak frankly?
Vivian, I might as well tell you, I do not care what anybody thinks. The police, the neighbors, anybody. I am going to stand up and tell exactly what I saw last night. It is my responsibility. I don't care how loose people think my cookies are, or whatever the hell my damn expression is.
Oh, I wish I had your courage to stand up and tell what I saw.
Viv, you mean you saw the same thing last night?
Oh, no, it was last winter.
Vivian, why didn't you tell? Vivian, what did you see?
Well, one night...
Yeah?
I was standing outside just looking up at the sky.
Yeah?
You know, the way people just like to look at the stares and stare.
Of course.
So anyway, I was just looking up at the sky.
Yes.
No, sort of just staring.
Yes!
Light snow began to fall, and then all of a sudden there was a big flash of light, and there it was. I just couldn't believe my eyes.
Vivian, what did you see?
Santa Claus.
Vivian, may I speak frankly? Go home! You're giving me a headache!
Headache? Oh, you know, I told you about my grandmother's...
Leave, Vivian!
You know where she puts the glass...
Out! Oh. Walter, I don't understand. I don't understand. The police laughed in my face. Vivian told me the neighbors think I'm crazy. Even crazy Vivian thinks I'm crazy. Oh, I wish Mr. Hancock from the UFO agency was here. I need the support of another person, Walter. I mean, I'm strong, but I just don't know how much more of this I can take.
Maude, I'd like to tell you something.
Of course, darling. What is it?
May I speak frankly?
No!
Hello. Just a second. Maude, it's for you. Jordan Hancock.
Mr. Hancock, why aren't you here? I was expecting... What do you mean you need another witness who saw what I saw? Well, that's ridiculous. You know that I'm an extremely respected and responsible member of this community. What's that? Well, of course you may speak frankly. You already made a preliminary investigation of me? Yes, that's true. That's true. I am under the care of a psychiatrist. But who isn't? Now listen, if you do not think that I am credible, I am going to let my husband straighten you out. He is right here, and he can tell you what a credible person I am. Yes. Yes, that's true. He is an alcoholic. What? He has not had one drink since he attempted suicide last year. All right, get another witness. Well, I hope you're satisfied. You just destroyed my credibility.
Oh, Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Arthur, it's perfectly obvious. I was just throwing water at you.
Oh, I see. Listen, Marty, I owe you an apology. I had lunch at the club today, and I ran into Judge Moffat. Now, I haven't seen him for quite some time. You know Judge Moffat, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's his car coming up now. I asked him to follow my hair. Right over here, Judge. Maud, Judge Moffat saw the flying saucer last night, just like you did.
Huh?
He told me so at lunch.
Oh, he saw it? He actually saw it?
Yes, that's why I want to apologize to
you. Oh!
Now that I know that it's true. You see, the judge is a Republican.
Oh!
May I come in?
Maud, this is Judge Leonard B. Moffat. Retired justice of the New York State Supreme Court, professor emeritus, Columbia Law School.
Judge, it's such a pleasure meeting you. Please, come in. Oh, Judge, you actually saw the flying saucer, too?
Oh, yes, indeed, I saw it all right. I could hardly believe my eyes.
Cigar-shaped, flashing lights?
That's it, all right.
Thank you, God, for sending me a credible witness. I can't tell you what a relief this is.
Excuse me, Mrs. Finley?
Yes?
Tuggy McKenna, WBLT News.
Tuggy, yes, come in.
And Mrs. Finley, I know you didn't want to talk about it on the phone today, but I got some other calls. Some of your neighbors think you saw a flying saucer. Is that what this is about?
It certainly is. Tuggy, I want you to interview me and my illustrious acquaintance, the Honorable Supreme Court Justice, Judge Leonard B. Moffat. That is, Judge, if it's all right with you.
Oh, yes, indeed. We must step forward.
Hey, dynamite.
Okay, guys, let's set it up.
Maud, what's going on?
Walter, this is Judge Leonard B. Moffat. Judge, my husband,
Judge?
Walter Findlay. Oh, Walter, the judge saw the flying saucer, too.
You actually saw it?
That's right.
We're giving out an interview.
Oh, holy cow! Maud, here's your aspirin.
Oh, Walter, I don't need them anymore. My headache's gone.
Walter, I could use a couple.
Judge, I cannot tell you what a relief this is. I tell you, everybody doubted me. My neighbors thought I was crazy. Even my husband, my own husband, questioned me.
I know what that's like. I went through the same thing myself the first time I saw one. I've just learned to ignore people.
Okay, Judge, Mrs. Finley, you want to step over here on the landing? We'll be doing the interview from here. Okay?
Yeah.
Right over there.
The first time, you mean you've seen flying saucers before?
Oh, yes. I see them all the time. Usually on Thursday nights after I've taken my medicine. Sometimes I ride in them.
Okay, Vince, we'll start with a two-shot, and then we'll zoom into Mrs. Finley.
Judge, you ride in them? Where?
Well, I've been to all the planets. Venus, Mars, Pluto, Donald Duck.
Okay, we'll be with you in just one second, folks.
But now I only go in the flying saucers to Mars, because they're the only ones that have seat belts. I've grown very safety conscious. You know what the Martians like to eat? Marshmallows. They call them Martian mellows. It's a funny thing. They're going quite a tax
this
to Marshmallows.
This is Tuggy McKenna, WBLT News.
Here, would you like one?
And I'm at the Elm Street home of Mrs.
You know, they eat them with pepper and salt.
With her is retired like State Supreme that. Court Justice Leonard
B. Moffat. You'd be amazed at how many
there have been rumors of flying saucers in this neighborhood. Rumors that Mrs. Finley has seen these flying saucers. And I'm asking you now, Mrs. Maud Finley, what do you have to say about these reports that you have seen a flying saucer?
I deny everything. My cookies are just as tight as anybody's. Of course, I cannot speak for the judge here, but then again, why should I? I mean, I have never met this charlatan before. It was my neighbor, Dr. Arthur Harmon, who dragged him over here. I say, there are no such things as flying saucers. At least, I have never seen a flying saucer. And I want to make that perfectly clear. There are no such things.